Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Goldin. Here is this week's parenting from the Chag, Chag of Chanukah, entitled Safeguarding the Jewish Home. Chanukah is often associated with being a family holiday. In fact, the connection between Chanukah and the Jewish home is firmly embedded in the nature of the Chag, as commanded by Chazal. The Gemara in Shabbos 21b introduces the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah as Ner Ish Ubeito, a candle for a person and his home. The phraseology of the Gemara is strange. What does it mean that the mitzvah is for the home? Aren't mitzvot commanded to people? Perhaps we can better understand this halachic phenomenon through a better understanding of the story of Chanukah. Many commentaries point out that in contrast to Purim, the Battle of Chanukah wasn't about the physical survival of the Jewish nation, but rather its spiritual survival. The Greeks had so pervaded the Jewish community that Hellenization and assimilation into Greek society was rampant, even amongst the leaders of the Jewish people, to the point where the Jewish community was in danger of disappearing. In commemorating the victory over the Greeks and the miracles that ensued, perhaps Chazal wanted to convey the following crucial message within the central mitzvah of Chanukah. As we celebrate the festival that most clearly speaks of our ongoing battle against assimilation, we must realize that our greatest weapon against it is the Jewish home. The home and family unit is what provides the warmth and fire of Judaism. When the Jewish home is strong, we are best equipped to fight the effect of dangerous outside influences on our Jewish identity. Chazal therefore specifically rooted the mitzvah within each home, to remind us that it's through the warmth and love of the home that we can best perpetuate the ultimate message of Chanukah. Rav Shlomo Carlebach highlights this idea by pointing out that the root of the word Chanukah is the word chinuch. By centering the main mitzvah of Chanukah around the home, says Rav Shlomo, Chazal are teaching us that the beginning and end of chinuch, the ikar of chinuch, must begin in the bayis, in the home. This message of the Chanukah candles can also be taken one step further if we consider an important detail within the mitzvah. In describing where to place the Chanukah candles, the Gemara commands the candles to ideally be placed outside the entrance to the home, right opposite the mezuzah. Although alternate locations are also given if the initial location is impractical, it's clear from the Gemara and Poskim that the most ideal place for the Chanukah candles is in the entrance to the home on the left side, opposite the mezuzah. This specific commandment also requires further clarification. We perform many mitzvot in our home over the course of the week, and yet there's no mandate for any other mitzvah to be done at the entrance to the home, opposite the mezuzah. Why does such a directive exist specifically by the Chanukah candles? Perhaps we can understand the tremendous wisdom of Chazal by considering the unique role that the doorway plays within our home. The doorway represents the exit and entry point from our home into the outside world. It's the point of connection and demarcation between our private home and the public domain. This point of entry-exit is critical as we consider two important questions. What things would we like to bring from the outside into our home? And what aspects of our home should we share with the world? By placing both the mezuzah and the Chanukah candles at our doorway, we ensure that these mitzvot become the prisms through which we consider and make these crucial decisions. Each day, as we kiss the mezuzah and exit our home, we are reminded of our obligation to share the values and beauty of our homes with those around us. And as we kiss the mezuzah upon entering our home, we remind ourselves that we are now entering our sacred space and must make sure to only bring in that which is appropriate for this makom kadosh. Once a year, this message is heightened as we add the Chanukah candles to our doorway. These candles enable us to perform the mitzvah to publicize the Chanukah miracles to all that pass by, thereby sharing the light and beauty of our homes with the outside world. In addition, these candles serve as a reminder of the spiritual dangers the Jewish community faced during Chanukah and of the strength of the family unit that saved us. It was the bravery of those families who fought Hellenism and assimilation and said, Ad Khan, those things are for the street, but they don't belong in my home, my Makom Kadosh, that ultimately allowed the Jewish people to persevere. As parents and as Jews, the Chanukah candles remind us about one of our fundamental obligations, how to properly balance our involvement in the world around us. On the one hand, our involvement in and appreciation of the world and culture around us enriches our lives and enables us to impact the world in immeasurable ways. Yet the story of Chanukah reminds us of the dangers that are fraught with that involvement in the world. When we spend so much of our time interacting with society around us, we may not realize the subtle impact it can have on our Jewish identity and on our most sacred spaces. Our ability to strike the proper balance is one of the most important and difficult challenges that we face today. Thankfully, through the Chanukah candles, Chazal taught us the best way to create this balance, by differentiating between our homes and the outside world, and by being conscious of the impact that one has on the other. While there is much that we, in our homes, can learn from society, where do we draw that line? What aspects of the culture around us are in sync with our Jewish values and traditions, and what aspects are at odds with it? At what point must we also say, Ad Khan? What can we do to protect our homes from those outside influences that we believe endanger the sanctity of our home? The answers to these questions are not simple and require a tremendous amount of thought, nuance, and reflection. For each of us, the specific answers to these questions may differ as we each work to strike this balance. Though the questions may be difficult and uncomfortable, as parents of the next generation, we cannot afford not to ask these questions. The holiday of Hanukkah is a perfect time for us to do so. Wishing everyone a Hanukkah Sameach, and thank you for listening.